Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokel.
Hey, and welcome into the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's for the final Rocky Hidalgo Show of the year. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pines Technical College, and by Catch 228. Joining us now, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. How are we doing? Now, Coach, I'm sure no one here needs me to rehash what happened this past Friday, just a really devastating loss. What was the message to the team after that loss?
Just told them, it just wasn't meant to be, guys. I mean, I'm not going to, I told them, they had a great year and they had nothing to be ashamed of. Disappointing about it. I mean, won't sugarcoat it. The kids know that. I mean, they're upset about it, disappointed. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. It was really disappointing the way we lost that game. Felt like it was a game we should have won. But all in all, kind of same message we have with kids every year. Championship is something you win. Champions who you are. And just because you don't hoist a trophy, that doesn't define you. The other thing is, to the young guys, you need to learn something from the old guys. We need to pick something up from this and carry it over to next season. And those guys who are leaving us, is that they need to be like those guys who've left and take pride in what we built here. I mean, it's exciting to see those guys who played the last two or three years come back and watch the games and be excited, genuinely excited for the success of the program because they were a part of building all this. And hopefully our seniors will feel the same way and they'll come back and be excited to see the things that the guys that follow them will do and will achieve and the games they'll win. One day when we win a state championship, those guys will feel a part of it because they are. Because, I mean, the things that we've done this year are a product or a byproduct of the things that the kids, have done in the past. And, it is what it is.
And speaking of that senior class, I think one of the reasons why this loss stung so much in particular is because this class has really meant so much to the community. They're the first ones that came under you as freshmen, and they've been through all 4 years in your program. And just a bunch of guys with names known throughout this community.
Yeah, it's a bunch of kids that, when I first came here, they were here with me. I met them the first time I walked on my first day on at Glenn Academy. It was May 1st. It was the first day of spring football practice. All those guys were just little babies, little pups, and I got to meet them for the first time. I think there were 13 of them in the spring. There wasn't a whole lot of them. Our numbers have grown over the years. We added some really good players. Got some guys out of the hall. Got some guys that came back to us that should have come here originally and then moved here, realized their mistake, and came home. I think when you look at those kids, they've just been a big part of what we've done here, and so many of them played a huge role in all the games we've won over the last 3 or 4 years.
And I think something really interesting to me about this class is you had a bunch of big names in the past class in terms of recruiting and stuff like that. But this class, it really seems like it's been a bunch of guys who really formed a bond and a brotherhood that they've come up with. And that was really poignant seeing those guys get together after this past game.
Well, I think just those kids, a bunch of kids that really cared about what they did. And we had DJ and Zalante, who were 2 Power 5 kids. You don't get a lot of... you don't get 2 Power 5 kids every year at Glenn Academy. And I think the one thing that this shows is that, we can, the program can sustain itself after all those guys. And I remember when Garrison Hurd graduated and all the Frank Farrell and all those guys, Dexter Roberson and a ton of great players left and graduated. People said, we're going to take a step back. Lost a lot of great players. And then when DJ Dallas and those guys graduated, people would say, they're not going to be as good. They lost a lot of great players. And people say the same thing. I mean, and I love Hunter Hall and Randon Jernigan and Andrew Bennett Delaney and Kane Cruz. I love those guys to death. I think the world of them. But they will be replaced. Somebody will step in and fill that hole, and we're going to have a successful football program, and we're going to be back in the same position next year.
And, Coach, going back to the beginning of the year and coming back through, you start off with a couple of really tough games against Benedictine, against Tift, and what you mentioned with that is you really don't learn anything about yourself as a team when you go out and play weaker teams. And you really tested your guys and tested a group with sort of a lot of unknowns against two really good teams to start the year.
But you don't want to find out where your holes are in the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, that's the truth. And if the only time you play a good football team is in region play, is the first time is when you get to region play, how do you know how good you are? I mean, there's a lot of teams that we could put on the schedule and beat 50 to nothing, and we would not have been in the situation. We could have had a better record and not have been had as good a year. And I think there's value in struggle. And I know, too many coaches. I mean, too many of my peers get hung up on wins and losses, and they want to. Everybody's looking for easy wins, easy wins. And I get that. You want to have some wins on the schedule, but you got to pitch yourself against somebody good, so you understand what you need to work on. And if nobody pushes you, that competition. If you don't have to compete to win, your kids are never gonna find what they have inside them. And I think this is a perfect example of a group of kids. These kids were tested early. They were tested against some really good football teams. And they failed in those tests early. But just because you do that early, we're not the same team in week 10 we were in week 1 or week 3 for that matter. And so the team grows, and I think that's all part of the process of getting in there and building a schedule and develop a program that's going to compete at the state level in the playoffs.
And obviously a big part of developing that program is the guys under you, your coaching staff. What can you speak to with the job that they've done this year?
This is easily the best coaching job we've done since I've been here. I mean, we've had some teams that were, the last couple, we just some really talented teams, and it was easy at times. But this team was very different from that. I mean, this is a team, like I said, it struggles sometimes. And we really had to coach our kids, and they had to grow and develop. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think our coaching staff, I think Chase Harp did an outstanding job. Chase Harp and James Perry with the offensive line all year long and brought those guys around. I think our defensive staff, I think, is a great defensive staff. They do a great job over there. I told our coaches the other day, is that it should be our professional goal to be the best coaching staff in the state of Georgia. And I think our staff is at least in the conversation with that. I'm not sure there's a lot of staffs that could have done the things that we've done here over the last 4 years. I mean that, and I'm not tooting our horn when I say that. I think we've got a great coaching staff. They get the most out of their kids. I think the thing that the most important thing is our kids play incredibly hard, and that is a product of our kids understanding that our coaches genuinely care about them and our players caring about our coaches.
Right.
And that's what it comes down to.
Absolutely. We'll have more with the coach when we come back right here on the Rocky Hidalgo Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You are proud new home for the Glenn Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show this season. Catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glenn Academy football. And of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world-famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simons. 912-634-6228, and let's go Terriers!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802. Or check them out online at herronds.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind, That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Terriers!
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location from Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Catch 228, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, and by Coastal Pius Technical College. Now, Coach, you come to the end of the year, but every end of a year is really a new beginning. And one of the things we've spoken about is towards the beginning of the year, a bunch of injuries pushed a bunch of young guys into starting roles. How big of an advantage is that you take in the next year with a bunch of guys who have really significant playing time?
I think we've got a lot of kids that came in and played this year. And, you know, the big issue that we're going to have next year is obviously replacing Randy Journey at quarterback. We feel like we've got three guys that we have to kind of go in and look at and evaluate and figure out who the best guy is to lead the program. And Sam Wagner played some for us. We really like Sam. And we have a sophomore, Anthony Mountain, who we think is a different type of quarterback. But he's got some talent. We just have to kind of look at him and see what he can do for us. And then we have a kid who's going to be a sophomore next year, TJ Lewis, and two kids, really, and Raekwon Benn, who both of those kids are very dynamic players. And we feel like they could be stars of what we do. So the biggest issue, is that's the first place to find us a quarterback. And I think it goes from there on the offensive line. And, we're losing 10 guys on the offensive side of the ball. We had some young guys coming in and play over there, but we're going to rebuild the offense. And I say this, and we'll probably struggle early next year because of that. It's hard to have 10 new stars on offense and be good out the gate. But I think next year's football team has a chance to be as good or better than this one. Late in the year, I think our ups. We have tremendous upside. We're going to be younger, but we've got a lot of upside here with this football team.
Absolutely. And you spoke about that a little bit on the offensive side. With your system, you saw how dynamic it really is this year, where you can go almost a 90%, maybe more than that, run style. Is that something you're looking to continue next year? Is it really going to be how it develops and how organically it comes out?
Well, I think a lot of the issues we had this year on offense, or why we ran the ball so much, we really wanted to throw the ball more. We felt like we were going to have an opportunity to. Brandon kind of hurt his shoulder during the summer playing, or during baseball season. He tore his labrum and just really wasn't able to throw the football as much or the way we had hoped he would. And it was an issue, for everybody out there. Randon had the opportunity. He was told by a doctor that he probably should have surgery on it and miss football season. And they got a second opinion, and the doctor said, hey, we can do rehab on this and we can get you through football and baseball. And the kid just – I looked at the kid and told him, I said, man, I'm going to support you whatever you want to do.
Right.
And he just told me, he said, Coach, I want to go help us win football games. And I'll say this about that kid. He's a competitor. He knew he was going to sign with the University of Georgia, and he didn't bat an eye with it. He wanted to go out and represent Glenn Academy, and he wanted to play for his teammates, and he knew we had a chance to have a really good football team.
Well, I think one play really speaks to that, and that was a 4th-down-and-10 throwback to Delaney, where Brandon took a shot and he knew he was going to take a shot, but he stuck in and he hit that pass in the most crucial time in the game.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he's a competitive little booger. I'm going to miss – there's going to be a lot of kids I miss here. I mean, it really is a great group of kids. And we've got great groups coming behind him. But it's always – you feel sad when those guys leave. But, I mean, he's one of the all-time greatest football players that's played in Glenn County, not just Glenn Academy, Glenn County. And he's a tremendous athlete. I look forward to watching him play baseball at Glenn Academy and at the University of Georgia. But he's a kid that made our season right there. And I say that made our season. And I say this all the time, our kid, sacrifice is the foundation of excellence. You can't have a successful team without having kids sacrificing what's best necessarily for them, or what that, for the, and that was a kid that just looked around and just said, it'd be easy for him to go say, I'm going to have some surgery, get ready to go for the University of Georgia and be done with it. He wanted to represent his community. He wanted to represent Glenn Academy and do those things. And I think he'll get his rehab, he goes to rehab 3 times a week and works on that shoulder and got in a position where he can go out and finish the year and have a great season.
And you lose the quarterback on the defensive side of the ball as well this year, and Hunter Hall, and a guy, I know you had said at the beginning of the year, you were done coaching when Hunter Hall Hall was done playing football. Hopefully that's not the case, but who's a guy that you see really replacing him as the defensive leader next year?
Well, I think Tyshawn Lang really grew this year. Just came in after Cameron McClellan was injured and did just a tremendous job. And, you know, we've got some young kids over there that I think defensively we have a chance that the whole defensive line's back. We have Tyshawn Lang back and E.J. Thomas at linebacker, but we also have Jamarcus Sims, who I think is going to be a really good player. Johnny Bradley came on at inside linebacker throughout the year. So I feel really good about our linebacker core. We've got some tremendous young kids at linebacker who have a chance to be spectacular. And then Byron Bacon in the secondary. Right. But I think Tyshawn Lang is the guy who's probably everybody's going to step and fetch to him. And he's got a chance to be a good one.
Well, and a guy you mentioned, Byron Bacon, and another guy is going to have to, and Patrick Fulton as well, who are going to have to step in. Obviously, you lose your two boundary corners in Dallas and Bravo. So two guys who are really going to have to step up in the secondary for you next year.
Well, you know, Patrick's gone. Patrick's a two-year starter. He's a senior. He's graduating. But Byron's a good one. We really like Travis Clancy, who played a bunch for us this year. We've got a young kid in Chase Gabriel who we think is going to be a really good player, heading player. And then, you know, we've got there's a kid out there that had some issues this year, but he's a great kid. I think he'll be back next year as A.J. Armstrong, who might be the most talented kid in the whole program when it's all said and done. So we're excited to get him back. He's worked hard in the classroom, get himself in a position to roll, and he's going to be back with us in the spring.
And you did mention the offensive line. A bunch of guys gone off that offensive line. Who's a couple of names that are going to come up and play next year on the offensive line that you're looking for some production out of?
Well, you know, Shane Wells, obviously, who started every game for us this year. Shane's going to be a big-time football player. He did a heck of a job for us. Paul Hegeman is a kid who, man, just came through. He got so much stronger in the weight room and really developed, and I expect him to replace Bennett Delaney at center. And he turned into a really good player, played a bunch for us the last two or three games. We felt really good about him. You know, Jordan Swain is a kid that played a little bit on the offensive line. We're really hoping to try to keep him at that sniffer and tight end position where Andrew Delaney had played, because he looks like he's going to develop in a good one. But I think we've discussed it. Maybe a couple. We've got four or five young defensive linemen. Maybe putting a couple of those guys on the offensive line and splitting time with them on the defensive line. But also we've got some young kids and Trevor Timmons who we feel like he's got a chance, a really big upside. He'll be a sophomore next year. And another kid, Nick DeMarza, who I know you're familiar with.
I know him a little bit.
Who has really, really come on and opened some eyes. And we feel like those two guys have a chance to compete on the offensive line. Again, we're going to be a senior and you know three juniors and a sophomore or something like that on the offensive line. But, you know, we feel like we have probably more upside next year on the offensive line. We're going to be younger, and we'll probably struggle early a little bit with those guys, a lot like we did this year. But we have some kids that we feel like have a chance to really be some earth movers in there down the road, be probably some really athletic up there.
And we spoke about this a little bit. Obviously, you don't make it as far as you want to, but you get those extra weeks in the playoffs, and you get those younger guys up, and they get to experience this. How big is it to get those extra practices? It's basically another summer workout.
Well, you know, it's four additional weeks of practice. So, you know, spring practice is 10 days. And so, every kid in our program received, you know, 12 full padded practices and four walkthrough practices. So those young guys, not only have they gotten those practices, but they got into the routine of practicing. You know, this is something that can't be stressed enough. Understanding that football season doesn't end at game 10 and the expectation that we're going to play 13, 14, 15 games. It's a mindset, and a lot of kids just don't have that. A lot of programs don't have that. Our kids understand that. Our young kids get that because our best young kids come up and finish the season with us, because we brought up about 20 kids who are going to be sophomores next year who played the entire year, and so they'll be used to it next year. And a lot of those guys that you've never heard their names, Jaden Miller, who's going to play for us next year somewhere, and Raekwon Ben is going to play for us, Juwan Floyd. We've got a lot of kids who are sophomores who are going to be in the mix and competing on Friday nights, and they may not be starting, but they're going to play a ton. We're going to have a lot of Nolan Grants out there running around, and that'll be a good thing.
Well, and Coach, I'm going to ask you to look forward a little bit, and obviously you guys have finally settled your schedule. Who's a couple teams that are going to be not in the region, but some games we should look forward to next year?
Well, you know, we opened the season with a team out of South Carolina who's like scoring 70 points a game. This team, Fort Dorchester, we're at Glenn County State. I wanted to open the season with a really good football team, you know, and that's one that we'll be able to get on. We've got a team from Atlanta coming down to play us, and we've got another team from Savannah that's going to come down to play us. But you know, it was probably two easier games after that. But that first game, we wanted to set the tone and have somebody really good to prepare for. And then we get into the same teams we've been playing. You know, the Ware County. I love playing Ware County. I love coaching against Franklin Stevens. I think he brings out the best in me, because it's, you know, he's the guy who's when I came down here, he was kind of the gold standard in, right, in high school football coaches. Everybody, he was, when people talked about him, they said he's the best coach in the state of Georgia. So, you know, I go work my tail off, because I want to get after those guys a little bit. Camden County, our neighbor down to the south, who, you know, they've had a tremendous program for years and years and years. Bob Spires rebuilding that program. Wayne County Coach Cribbs did a great job over there. And then we get into the region play. I mean, that's kind of pretty much it. And we're back to the same region play. I think it'll be a tough region. I expect to win it again. I'm going to tell you right now, going into the season every year, expecting to win the region. And if anybody else has got any expectations for that, they'll just be disappointed.
Well, I'm sure no one here does. And, Coach, I know we appreciate everything you've done this year with this team, and especially this senior class as a whole. But this next segment, I got to admit to being wrong and that you're smarter than me, and I'm really not looking forward to that.
I'm smarter than a lot of people. It's okay.
And I didn't think it was me, though. We'll get to that when we come back right here on the Coach Rocky Hidalgo Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College, with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228 here on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Jessup Furniture, and by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law. Well, for the people who have been listening to the show all year, they know we have a little bit of a competition going between us, Coach. And you stretched your lead out there with the picks towards the middle of the season, but I slowly worked my way back. I just ran out of time.
You cheated me last week.
I didn't know
Ohio
such
State,
thing.
Ohio State, Wisconsin. You told me JT
Urban
Barrett.
Meyer said he was locked in for investigation.
You told me JT Barrett was not gonna play.
I had it on good authority.
I'm calling the wall now.
Well, you won by two. We'll do the rivalry hypothetical three like these schools like to do. But
fair enough.
Coach, you did pick Auburn last week. What did you see out of Georgia in that game that made them get to the college football playoff, and how do you think they're going to do once they get there?
Well, you know, I thought, you know, there were a couple things. I think Georgia looked a lot like, did a lot of the things that LSU did to Auburn early in the year when they beat them. They played a lot of man coverage and took away all the easy throws, forced Auburn to throw the ball down the field. So that's the one thing I think that that Georgia did. The other thing, Auburn looked tired, and after coming off the Alabama game, and you know, they've had a couple, the last 3 weeks of them was really tough. They just didn't look like the same team, and honestly, that, you know, that's a, that kind of compounding effect of the season sometimes it can have. But you know, Georgia came out and played well. They ran the football, and that was kind of the big difference in the game over there.
And do you think the selection committee got it right with the four teams they chose?
I do. You know, I know everybody was making a stink about Ohio State, but let's be honest. I mean, how
you can't lose to Iowa by 31.
Yeah, I mean, how do you put a team that gave up half a hundred to Iowa? You know, Alabama was the best team in the country for all but the last week of the season, and they lost a tough game. They didn't play very well, lost a tough game to Auburn at Auburn. And if everybody's going to get a bad week and everybody's going to look past their bad week, you know, it would be ridiculous to go in and put Ohio State or USC.
Or undefeated UCF.
You know,
you got to play somebody if you want to.
Here's my two cents on all those things. Is that this was when they, way back when they did the BCS, all the problems with the BCS, they could have solved all the issues with all of these things by just saying you have to win your conference championship to play for the national title. And to me, it's a very simple solution, and that makes the entire season matter. Not just you lose a game early. Well, we got good late. Who's the best team for the whole season? Who's the most deserving team for 12 or 13 weeks? Who deserves to play in the playoffs? Not the last 3 weeks of the season when you get hot. So that would be my, and that would have solved all the BCS problems. And it would, honestly, a lot of the complaints, Penn State would have played last year instead of Ohio State. So to me, that's the answer that everybody's looking for. What I think they ought to do is just go to eight teams and say, hey, conference champion, you're gonna have the Power Five conferences and three at large champions. We're gonna pick the three at large champions. Let's go play a playoff, and UCF gets their chance to beat the big boys, and let's be done with it.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, how do you see this Final Four going, and who do you think is gonna be the national champion?
I think Georgia's gonna beat Oklahoma pretty handily. I'm a guy who run the ball, play defense. Oklahoma, everybody talks about Oklahoma's offense. I think Georgia's going to shatter Oklahoma, because at the end of the day, Georgia's going to run the ball, be physical, play great defense, and Oklahoma is going to get housed in this game. That's what I think. I just don't see them standing toe-to-toe with Georgia for 48 minutes, and I could be wrong about that, but you know, I'm always going to put my money on defense and running game. The other side is a little tougher, because I think Alabama is going to get healthy over the next few weeks, and I think Nick Saban is going to get with his offensive coordinator and say, we're going to do the things that led us to be the greatest.
Mainly handed to Bo Scarborough.
Well, you know, I think they're going to get big. That's what I think. Now, the other side of this is Clemson. Their defensive front's as good as anybody's, and they're playing really well right now. To me, Clemson's the best team in the country right now. 3 or 4 weeks from now, who knows? I think the winner of the Clemson-Alabama game is probably going to win the national championship, however.
Well, you heard it here first. And, Coach, I know me personally, I appreciate you coming out every week, and it's really been a pleasure to watch this team develop into something really special. Thanks for spending time with me on Tuesday nights, and good luck next season.
Thanks,
guys. And thank you for joining us this season on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Catch 228 or wherever we are next season to see Coach Rocky Hidalgo again. Thanks, and I'm signing off. Everyone have a great night.